From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of a message called What's Wrong with the World and How God Will Fix It. It's the 11th in a series of messages dealing with Romans chapter 8, and the text is found in verses 19 through 23. Here, the Apostle Paul shows that not only human beings, but that the entire created world has been affected by sin. Because of this, God's originally perfect creation is in a state of degradation. It's running down. But the text also speaks of the creation expecting or longing for redemption, release from the curse. Furthermore, because of the effects of sin, believers in Christ are spoken of as groaning for that emancipation. The text promises that they will be brought into the glorious liberty of the sons of God, or the liberty of glory. This is the ultimate glorification of God's believing people. The curse will be lifted, and Christ will reign as King forever. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude the message. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Even the Faintest Call. The text is Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Why do I not call on his name? Why do I run to this neighbor and that, when God is so near and will hear my faintest call? Why do I sit down and devise schemes and invent plans? Why not at once roll myself and my burden upon the Lord? Straightforward is the best runner. Why do I not run at once to the living God? In vain shall I look for deliverance anywhere else, but with God I shall find it, for here I have his royal shall to make it sure. I need not ask whether I may call on him or not, for that word whosoever is a very wide and comprehensive one. Whosoever means me, for it means anybody and everybody who calls upon God. I will therefore follow the leading of the text, and at once call upon the glorious Lord who has made so large a promise. My case is urgent, and I do not see how I am to be delivered. But this is no business of mine. He who makes the promise will find out ways and means of keeping it. It is mine to obey his commands. It is not mine to direct his counsels. I am his servant, not his solicitor. I call upon him, and he will deliver me.
Yeah.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study.
I tell you that revelation of the sons of God is going to show us what verse 17 really includes. There'll be the redemption of the body. You know, one of the big questions that Pentecostalists and Charismatics throw at you is, do you not believe that healing is in the atonement? Sure, I believe healing's in the atonement. Because I believe that glorification's in the atonement too. But my body's certainly not glorified yet. I mean, if you thought that I was going to go through heaven or through eternity looking like this, I hope you're wrong. Christ has purchased the redemption of the body. A body free from sin. A body free from pain. A body free from aging. A body free from every imperfection. The redemption of the body starts with the resurrection of the dead saints, their bodies coming forth from the earth. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21 looks forward to that day when the Lord Jesus Christ shall change our vile body. Our vile body. Literally, the body of our humiliation. Let me ask you, how long and how often has your body humbled you? And I'm not just talking about humbling your pride when you look in front of the mirror, stand in front of the mirror, and you see the wrinkles and the hairline disappearing. I'm not just talking about that. How often have you found the spirit willing but the flesh weak? And the body has betrayed you. It's humbled you. This body of humiliation. I'd love to be able to spend a day and a night in prayer. Do you think this body wouldn't fight it every inch of the way? I can remember long nights spent in prayer. And I can tell you, the body fought. It's a body of humiliation. I'd love to have the energy to blaze a trail across this world for God. There's a day coming when this body of humiliation will be transformed to what? To be made like unto His glorious body. We're going to have a family likeness. Made like unto His glorious body. What all does that mean? I can't begin to imagine. But the little bit that I think I can imagine, as I read the Gospels and see the beauty and the glory of the risen Christ, I say, man, what a Savior. What a salvation. What a glory. And for whom? For whom? For angels? Here's a glory angels will never reach. Here's a glory archangels will never attain to. Here is going to be eternally the pinnacle of God's entire creation. Redeemed men in union with Jesus Christ, made like unto Him, joint heirs with Him, the body redeemed. The liberty of eternal glory. All the glorification. John said that it doesn't yet appear what we shall be. But we're going to be something very different. Now this is the future of God's people. But Paul's whole argument here is the world is going to be a transformed world. The universe is going to be a transformed universe. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. The whole fabric of nature, the whole fabric of creation, the inanimate creation is going to be totally transformed, infused with the glory of Christ and His people. And it may surprise you to hear me say this. The irrational world, the world of what we call the brute beasts, totally transformed. You see, the blessings of glorification are going to be like the rays of the sun. And they're going to penetrate to leave not a dark spot in this new heaven and new earth. But then I have to stand back. I've read to you tonight from Revelation chapter 21. I read the first four verses. Talk to you about the glory of the sons of God. I've talked to you about the glory that's going to spread out to the very fabric of creation. But many, millions, myriads, multitudes, I can't put a number, of men and women blessed with intellect, and blessed further with a knowledge of the truth of the gospel, will not feel one warm beam of that gospel glory, but they'll perish in what Daniel the prophet called shame and everlasting contempt. For in Revelation 21, John goes on to write, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, and he goes down a list of sinners, Christ rejectors, unwashed, unregenerate, unjustified, unsaved. But these people, far from entering into glory, they're cast out into outer darkness, cast into the blackness of hell. They're damned eternally. We know what's wrong with the world. Basically, what's wrong with the world is wrong is what's wrong with the people of the world, except that for people they're depraved states, one of willing bondage to sin. We also know how God will fix the world. We know God's answer for the world. It's Christ's redemption. And that's his answer for every man, woman, and child in the world. Lay hold of Christ by faith in him, and you too will have that joyful anticipation of his soon coming glory. We used to sing an old hymn, Forever with the Lord, amen, so let it be. Life from the dead is in that word. 'Tis immortality. Here in the body pent, absent from him I roam, and daily pitch my moving tent, a day's march nearer home. That's what Christians are doing right now. A day's march nearer home. I wonder where you're going. I wonder when God reveals the sons of God. Will you be there? Will you be in that number? The old Negro spiritual said, I want to be among that number when the saints go marching in. We know what's wrong with the world. If you're not saved, we know what's wrong with you. I've shown you God's answer. Make sure to get to Christ and then live for him in the earnest expectation of the revelation of the sons of God. Father in heaven, how we thank thee for the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We thank thee, Lord, it's better on before. We praise thee that there is an eternal weight of glory awaiting the people of God. We rejoice that for all eternity God's people are going to inherit all that our Savior deserves. What a Savior. Lord, help us to live in the light of that. Help us to live in a constant expectation of it. May the four beams of glory even now light our path through the darkness of this world. Remember, O Lord, those who are not saved. Have mercy upon them. Lord, deal with hearts that are still in bondage in the bitterness of sin. Remember how Simon Magus even got baptized, but Peter said, "You're still in the gall of bitterness." Oh God, we pray, deal with souls who are yet out of Christ and bring them to the Savior. So hear our prayer. And as we close this meeting, we cry to thee as John did on the Isle of Patmos. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Lord, haste the day of thine appearing. We know that thou hast good reason for delaying it. We know, O God, that thou art working out thy purpose in bringing yet millions more to thyself in this age in which we live. But, O God, have mercy. Remember thy promise that for the elect's sake these days will be shortened. We ask thee that thou wilt speed the day when our Savior will return. Until that day, thou said that every man that hath this open him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Lord, enable us to purify ourselves and walk humbly with God. Hear our cry. Thrill our hearts constantly with the thought of the glory that lies before us. And, O Lord, keep us ever in love with the Christ who purchased it for us. So hear our prayer. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought people, both this Sabbath evening and until the Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray these things, giving thee our thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.